From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Eight people were hospitalized Monday after an apparent shooting at Ohio State University, according to media reports. Of those taken to the hospital, two are in stable condition, while the condition of the others is unknown, according to NBC, citing the Columbus Fire Department. Authorities on Monday lifted a lockdown at Ohio State University, where eight people were injured in an apparent shooting, declaring the incident over. Britain called Monday for an immediate ceasefire in Aleppo, saying a humanitarian catastrophe threatened the Syrian city. The call comes as the World Food Program says it's run out of aid to distribute in East Aleppo. This is the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator, Ramesh Rajasingham.
There's no more humanitarian food left in East Aleppo. So that's why it's very important that we try and get assistance in there as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, the British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson urged Russia and Iran to use their influence on the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad to stop the assault his forces are waging. South African President Jacob Zuma is fighting for his presidency in the capital of Pretoria as the ruling party's highest decision-making body considers a motion for him to step down. The meeting of the National Executive Committee of the ruling African National Congress was due to end on Sunday, but was extended so that each of the 80 members could state their position on whether or not Zuma should continue as president. Armed men have abducted three UN refugee agency staffers from Sudan's Darfur region, according to a local government official. The state government spokesman says police, meanwhile, are searching for those kidnappers. UNHCR officials were not immediately available for comment. This is VOA News. Police defused a bomb near the U.S. Embassy in the Philippine capital Monday, with the IS group likely behind the attempted attack, according to authorities. However, there is no suspect or claim of responsibility. A taxi passenger dropped the bomb with a mobile phone detonator in a trash bin about 200 meters from the embassy along one of Manila's busiest roads. It was found by a street sweeper who alerted authorities. A World Trade Organization panel Monday ruled that Washington State offered billions in illegal tax breaks to plane maker Boeing and that the U.S. government must take action to end the plans within months. The European Union, which backs EU-based rival Airbus, claimed that it was a landmark victory in a longstanding battle between the two companies that dominate the global market for airplanes. A German federal court has upheld the conviction of a former Nazi SS officer known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz, according to his lawyer Monday. Oskar Gröning, who is now 95, was found guilty in 2015 of being an accessory to the murders of 300,000 people. Meanwhile, the ruling was welcomed by the victims' representatives. Throngs of Cubans began streaming into Havana's iconic Revolution Square to pay tribute to Fidel Castro Monday, kicking off an emotional week-long farewell. Mourners lined up, filling the square as soon as it opened. They filed past a black-and-white picture of El Comandante as a young revolutionary. Castro, his 1959 revolution, toppled a dictatorship with a promise of bringing justice and equality to the island. Cuban expert Jaime Solicki of the University of Miami does not see an early end to communist rule there.
Raul is now planning another succession to his military colleagues. He's grooming his son, Alejandro Castro, as part of a succession team.
Meanwhile, the United States and Cuba expanded air links Monday, kicking off direct flights to Havana for the first time in 50 years. A renewed pilot strike will ground around 1,700 flights at the European aviation giant Lufthansa on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a result of a long-running and costly battle over pay continues. Kuwait's prime minister has submitted his cabinet's resignation after parliamentary elections in the Gulf nation. The move Monday by Sheikh Jabir al-Mubarak al-Sabah is a procedural step under Kuwaiti law. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.